Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Hechus Shabbos, Klal Gimel, Simon Chaf Aleph, where he's talking about a scenario where a Jew and a non-Jew have shutras together. So he continues and he says, a scenario where when they made the original arrangement of the shutras, they set it up that the Jew has no responsibility for whatever happens on Shabbos. And correspondingly, it's a day of the week where the Jew would take full responsibility for the business and have the rights to all of the profits for that day. So the Jew can make a split like that, and that's not a problem. Let's say they did not set it up like that. B'moy histo who hefsed gadol. If they did not make this arrangement, and they were talking about if we don't make this division, it's going to be hefsed gadol. So matarim lechalek stam, so they could make a chalukah, which theoretically means that the Jew really has responsibility to work on Shabbos, but the Jew is passing off that responsibility to the non-Jew, and then one day of the week, the non-Jew is not working, and passing off the the Jew is taking his responsibility. So when the non-Jew is working on Shabbos, he's working the Jew's chelik, so he's working for the Jew. So arguably that should be usur. You say we're going to make this division without speaking out any details. Do we say explicitly that the non-Jew worked for the Jew and that's why the Jew was getting a different day of the week the rights to do all the work and make the profit? If we set up like that, it's going to be usur. If we say it's going to be usur, but if they're mechalek stam and they don't speak that out, in a makam hefsed gadol, it's going to be mutter. What about a scenario where they work together 6 days a week, and then on Shabbos the Jew does not work, the non-Jew works, and the work which he does creates a benefit to both parties, and now they're splitting equally. The non-Jew is accepting the fact that since he doesn't own all of it, he doesn't get all of the profits, and he's sharing some of the profits from Shabbos with the Jew. So that should be usur. Now, the mutalachlik imay kol haschar, the division can be, he can divide and accept the schar, which includes for Shabbos as well. Why is that? The non-Jew is not doing it to be mashpiach, the Jew's portion. He's doing it clearly just for himself. So he's not a shliach of the Jew in that situation. So if the non-Jew is willing to share the profits of Shabbos with the Jew, that's acceptable because he's not doing it as a shliach of the Jew. This is much better than the Kabbalah. The concept is much better than the Kabbalah. He's clearly doing it truly a daita de nafshei. Normally there's going to be an issur of marasayin or potential issur of marasayin. Since over here it's known that the non-Jew is a partner, so it's clear to everybody he's doing it because he wants to benefit himself. So there's no marasayin issue at all. The Jew doesn't have any responsibility for Shabbos. The Jew made it very clear he's not going to be working on Shabbos. So non-Jew is not working to fulfill the Jew's responsibilities. He's working because he wants to work. So there's no element of doing a daita to Yisrael, so the Jew can benefit from that schar. The Jew can tell the non-Jew, I wasn't working, you didn't have to work at all, so you chose to work, that's your business. Now, when they make this division, we have a potential schar Shabbos issue. The Jew is receiving benefit from his items working on Shabbos, so that's he's being paid for Shabbos. So being paid for Shabbos is a problem with Schar Shabbos. It's just that the way they're dividing it up is they're dividing up all of the profit of the week together. That's known as Schar Shabbos Bahavlo, that you're absorbing the Schar Shabbos, you're spreading it out, including it into weekday payment as well, like we mentioned before. And that's not going to be a problem. So this is a scenario where the Jew and the non-Jew are actual partners. And we're talking about how to set up the division properly. Let's say a situation where a Jew owns a business which will be producing on Shabbos, that he cannot shut down on Shabbos. Can he make a non-Jew a partner through some type of a shtar, something similar to what we do for selling our chametz or Pesach, and make him a partner for Shabbos, allow the business to continue on Shabbos through such an arrangement? That's a very complicated matter. And a person has such a need, obviously they should be in touch with the Rav. But just a paper arrangement where the non-Jew is not getting paid properly is very questionable. In the case of it would make the person into a true partner would theoretically work. You still have a problem with miyachim alach to the Shabbos. Even in the scenario which we're discussing over here, the Jew is not asking the non-Jew to work on Shabbos. That's the way the Chayyim said it. The Jew says, I'm not working on Shabbos. You don't have to work on Shabbos either. When you do, that's your decision. But over here, the Jew is asking the non-Jew to work on Shabbos. So even if they make such an arrangement, we still have to get around the tzivui to miyachim alach to the Shabbos. And there are ways to do that. So that a person should be in contact with a competent Rav, and meanwhile, have a good day.